This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Hong Kong on Saturday hit back at the United States over its latest sanctions on six pro-China officials, slamming the move as insane, shameless, and despicable. The United States announced on Friday it was imposing sanctions on the half-dozen officials, including Hong Kong's sole representative to China's top lawmaking body. This was over the arrest of more than 50 pro-democracy activists in the financial hub. Yesterday, sanctions hit Tam Yu Chung, the Hong Kong delegate to the National People's Congress Standing Committee, and Yu Quan, the vice chairman of the Chinese government group that handles policy toward Hong Kong, and fellow former colony Macau. China imposed a restrictive security law last year in Hong Kong after widespread and sometimes violent protests that sought to preserve the territory's separate freedoms. At least 90 people have been arrested under the security law, which mandates up to life imprisonment for any offense Beijing views as secession, subversion, collusion with foreign forces, or terrorism. The latest mass arrest, described by U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo as appalling, include U.S.-born human rights lawyer John Clancy, prominent activist Joshua Wong, and law professor Benny Tai. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has issued a decree setting parliamentary and presidential elections for later this year. It would be the first vote of its kind since 2006, when the Islamic militant group Hamas won a landslide victory. Elections would pose a major risk for Abbas's Fatah party and also for Hamas. Both have faced protests in recent years over their inability to reconcile with one another, advance Palestinian aspirations for statehood, or meet the basic needs for those in the territories they govern. VOA News. A magnitude 5.0 aftershock hit Indonesia's Sulawesi Island on Saturday after a 6.2 earthquake killed at least 45 people a day earlier. Indonesia's Disaster Mitigation Agency said no damage or casualties were reported from the aftershock in West Sulawesi. It took place a day after the earthquake that injured more than 820 people and forced about 15,000 people to evacuate their homes. The head of Indonesia's Meteorology and Geophysics Agency told Metro TV on Saturday that another quake is possible and could reach a magnitude of 7.0. Residents have been asked to keep out of the ocean because of the risk of a tsunami. The French news agency is reporting that at least 4,500 Honduran migrants have crossed into Guatemala on Friday on their way north to the United States. The agency reported that border guards put up no resistance. The estimate of their number of people crossing over came from a Guatemalan police official at the border. He said police let migrants in because the crowd included many families with children. The migrants plan to walk thousands of kilometers through Central America to Mexico and then on to the United States in search of a better life. But the quest could end in heartbreak. Mark Morgan, acting commissioner for the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency, last week warned the group that the pending change in U.S. presidential administrations would not affect the U.S. commitment to, in his words, the rule of law and public health. In contrast, President-elect Joe Biden has promised, quote, a fair and humane immigration system and pledged aid to tackle the root causes of poverty and violence that drive Central Americans to the United States. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced Friday that travel corridors into the nation will be closed to fight the spread of COVID-19. At a news briefing, Johnson said, effective Monday, all travelers into the UK must show proof of a negative COVID-19 test taken within 72 hours, and then they must self-quarantine for 10 days. They can take another test after 5 days and leave quarantine if that test is once again negative. The prime minister said these measures are being taken to prevent new strains of COVID-19 from entering the country, just as the government has begun to make progress with its vaccination program. On Thursday, Britain banned arrivals from South America, Portugal, and some other countries over fears about a strain of the virus detected in Brazil. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.